Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. So, during my clergy meeting earlier this week, to talk over the text a little bit, we went down this rabbit hole, as things so often do when I'm involved, and we were talking about Gen Z lingo that is being used today, and we came across the Gen Z translation of the Bible that was generated using AI. And I wanted to share a little bit of this with you because I find it really funny. Maybe a little cringy, but mostly funny. So if you have a hard time following along, consider how maybe some of our younger people among us have a hard time reading the King James Bible, and maybe this is how they feel. So here again, Luke 21. You guys ready? Luke 21. "Like there will be legit signs appearing in the sun, moon, and stars, and on the earth, countries will be super stressed and confused. The ocean and waves will be like totally roaring. People bugging out because they're scared, stressing about the crazy stuff happening on earth. Brace yourself, because even the heavenly power is going to get rocked. And then they're going to witness the Son of Man rolling up in a cloud with mad power and insane glory. And when all this starts happening, just look up and raise your heads, because your salvation is getting closer." So Jesus tells them a cool story. "Check out that fig tree over there and all the other trees too. When you see plants blooming, you can tell that summer is right around the corner, no doubt." Okay, listen up, fam. "When you peeps witness all these things go down, just know that the kingdom of God is like totally about to happen soon. So get ready and stay woke, my dudes." Just telling you for real, guys. This crew right here won't be gone until every single thing goes down as planned. Like heaven and earth might fade away, but my words are gonna stay, no doubt. Yo, make sure you watch yourselves. Like, seriously, don't let yourselves get weighed down by stuffing your faces, getting wasted, or stressing about this worldly life, because the day might just creep up out of nowhere, no cap. Yo, it's gonna come at everybody on this earth like a major trap, no cap. So, like, make sure you stay woke and stop praying and stay praying all the time, so that you can be considered to be worth escaping all the stuff that's going to happen and stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord, yo. Now, don't worry. I'm not suggesting we start using Gen Z translations during our church services every week. But I do think it's interesting, right, how quickly the world and our language changes. Now, I'm not that far removed from Generation Z, as many of you still like to point out to me. But much of this language is even foreign to me. Not only does language change, but technology changes and has changed at an incredible rate. You've probably seen me pull out my phone during worship so that way I can record my sermons, or this week I'm even attempting to read my sermon off of a tablet so that way I can do the recording so that way people that aren't able to join us on a Sunday can still hear the sermon, hear the message. And a lot of churches use tech to stream their services for homebound, traveling, working, or sick members so that way they can continue to stay connected even when they can't be here on a Sunday. Technology has helped us so much to stay connected in a lot of new and amazing ways, but it certainly has its drawbacks as well that a lot of us know about. Now, I have this terrible habit of when something major is going on in the world, I just kind of stay glued to my phone so I don't miss anything, right? The worst two times in recent memory is the most recent election and the Russian invasion of Ukraine back in 2022. I remember that news coming in on my phone and all the feelings of dread that flooded my whole system. And I couldn't pull myself away from what was going on, and I think I kept refreshing my phone every few minutes so that way I wouldn't miss a thing. And I don't think I'm the only one among us that does this. Maybe not to the same degree, but many of us these days find ourselves in front of some sort of device watching all of the constant warnings of doom coming in. With how the internet and smart devices have blown up in the last 30 years, it's hard to avoid hearing about the next awful thing that is going on or being filled with FOMO, a fear of missing out on what's going on with our friends or in the world. We also compare ourselves to others on social media, forgetting that what they put online is only their best selves. And by the way, yes, I do remember a time before smartphones. I know many of you are questioning that, but yes, I do. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my devices, right? And I think social media can be a great tool in communication in a lot of different situations. But we must learn also how to walk away when we need to take a break and experience the world around us. There must be a good, healthy balance, as in all things in life. And I think that is part of what Jesus is encouraging here. In his parable, he is pointing the disciples to the hope that is found in the fig tree as they sprout new leaves. Don't focus just on the doom and gloom, but also that which is to come in the goodness that the promise of Jesus Christ brings. Now, there is a Gen Z phrase for this that is used specifically for those who are chronically online. Do you know what it is? Do you know what I'm about to say? Go touch grass. Yeah. They say, go touch grass as a way of saying, go out and be in the real world. Experience a bit of life that is happening around us and don't allow yourself to be absorbed in anxiety and defeat. Instead of being caught up in the roaring of the seas and the waves, look to the fig tree and the new growth that promises that summer is near. It is vital to our faith and our spiritual health that we take the time to sit in that which helps us feel connected to God, to take a moment and breathe. And now I actually want you to do this. Close your eyes if you need to and take a deep breath. We're going to take an inventory of sorts where you feel most connected to God. Think of a moment when you have felt the calmest, the most serene, and picture that. Where did you see God in that moment? What were you feeling? Who were you with? Any particular smells, tastes, other senses. All right, come on back. What about that can you recreate into a normal daily or weekly practice? We call all of these things spiritual practices. Even what we just did, a quick meditation, can be considered a spiritual practice if it works for you. A spiritual practice, it's anything that you do that helps you connect or reconnect with God and help you to see where God is still active in the world around us. Where is the new life upon the tree for you? We must, absolutely must, find ways to disconnect from that which frustrates or causes anxiety and lean into that which helps us to produce good fruit. And I know the apocalyptic passages that we get leading into Christmas can cause more anxiety than they relieve. But there's a professor at Wartburg Seminary, or used to be at Wartburg Seminary, Gwen Saylor. And when talking about apocalyptic texts, she would encourage us in saying, keep the faith. The battle is already won, right? Keep the faith. The battle is already won. Jesus Christ has already died, come back and ascended. Jesus has come to us through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we know that goodness and mercy follow us. You are deserving of the time it takes to step away and reconnect with God and trust that Jesus is who he says he is and will deliver us. The battle is already won. That is why Jesus died for us. The battle is already won. You can find your rest in him. This is promised. The battle is already won, dear siblings, through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell and the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.